Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have a question, please use the raise hand function. We'll get started with Percy.
Yeah. Hey, Marcus. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, can you tell me about just the final minutes when the game was tied and you guys just really haven't been in too many tight games? And so I was really curious about how you were able to perform down the stretch.
Yeah. You've seen last year, we were in a whole bunch of them games like that. So, I mean, I'm just glad that we were able to, you know, just come together at that moment. Because, I mean, all the dudes that was here last year, we felt how it was, like, when we were that close and we just losing them game. So, I felt like we just came in the huddles. We were really talking just finish the game. Just, I mean, there was a little plays where they was getting the and-one. They got the and-one on me. But, you know, we just kept our head up. We poised. Mostly poised is what we had going on.
And then just in terms of the big picture, just if you can describe what the past 6 weeks have been like, yeah. And how does it feel to finally get that monkey off your back?
Now, obviously, we haven't been winning games, but if you see throughout we've been playing, we've been getting better every day. That's something that we've been preaching, the coaches preaching, my teammates, myself. That's just keep going. It's a long season. And I'm just glad it's an amazing feeling just pulling that one out and being able to get that win.
Thank you, Marcus. Appreciate it.
Lauren? Not Lauren, sorry. Chris Fetters, go ahead.
Thanks, Marcus. I appreciate you doing this. I guess what I want to know is just kind of going off what Percy just said. What do you think a win like this will do for the confidence for you guys going forward?
Oh, you know, I boost it by a lot. I mean, we always knew we had it in us to, you know, win these games, but it's – that just gets over – I feel like that's going to get us over the hump. So, just keep building off of this, not getting our head too big. So, we're just going to take it game by game and try to get these wins. So.
And I know it's – obviously it just happened, but how do you feel like this was maybe a little different than down in L.A. with UCLA?
Towards the end, we had the lead here, so we were kind of – we're at home. You know, we were trying to defend home. It's just – I mean, it felt like the same game, you know, because we were in it in both of them. But we were just way more connected here, I felt like, and really just communicating, talking, and just together.
Also really curious about your kind of that man, switching man that you guys were using. Tell me a little bit about, you know, kind of the thought process and the game planning going in and how effective you thought it was.
That team just came off one of some games, I think. So we really are – our defense is to take away them threes. So, and they, I think there was like one for 16 or something from the field. From 3 points, so and they're a good team, great shooting team. So I'm just glad that we were able to take away the threes, and they inside just kept us in the game. So,
all right, thanks, Marcus.
Yep.
All right, Lauren, go ahead.
Marcus, I mean, it seemed like the bench was just so engaged all night. What kind of energy did you guys get just from the guys on the sideline?
No, you seen they were yelling. They was keeping us in it. They were turning up every shot that we made, and I feel like in prior games, when people were making shots, we weren't really that connected. We weren't talking, but you see us coming along. Everybody's on the side throwing towels, yelling. It's a great atmosphere.
And just for you, I mean, you talked about the amazing feeling, but just when that buzzer sounded to know that this losing streak is over, just what's that moment like to you guys?
Personally, it's the greatest feeling in the world. I mean, you see when you lose games, you walk into the locker room with your head down. So, I mean, I'm glad that we got to pull that one through, and then I just feel like we're just going to go on a run now.
All right, thanks, Becca.
Yep.
Andy Yamashita.
Hey, Marcus, thanks for taking the time today.
Of course.
You know, these last couple weeks, it really just seems like something shifted with this team. Internally, what's it been like to be part of that group right now?
Amazing. we start realizing it's reality when we're losing these games. Like, it's coming up on the record every time we're playing. So it's like, I'm just glad that we all were able to pull through. Nobody's really quitting on each other. We're communicating. I mean, we're just, it's getting real close. So that's a great song.
Last time you guys played Colorado was in Vegas, and by halftime it was a 22-point game. What's the difference between that team that played in Vegas in December and this team now?
I mean, it hurts. You know, when we came out there, and it was just more like, you know, we ain't going to come – they're not going to come home and to our place and really just come out here and whoop us by 30. So I think it's more about heart and just realizing that we got to get these games won. So, you know, we played our heart out, everybody, so –
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yep. Dan Rayleigh.
Marcus, you've had one of the strangest Husky basketball seasons I've seen, where you get 24 points one game and don't play the next. Do you think you're earning solid playing time now?
I mean, I don't really think too deep in it. I just want to win games. That's the biggest picture for me, honestly. I don't really care about the points and the little accolades. That's not going to get us where we want to be. So whatever I got to do and whatever night, if I'm playing 5 minutes and we win the game, I'm still turned up in the locker room, so it's nothing.
Masvita, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Marcus, how important was this in terms of building from the UCLA game, in terms of you guys down the stretch, staying collectively in the game, and then executing for the win?
Well, you know, in that game, that UCLA game, cause, I mean, we came off the USC game. We came off that USC game just tripping, so we I'm sorry, it's cute. But it's when we came off that USC game, I felt like the practice before, we were turned up, we were, you know, we had really good practices, but we just came out flat. So you see, when we come out real strong and we're connected, I mean, we could play with anybody.
You guys were also cognizant and you were present to the task at hand. I mean, you weren't too high, you weren't too low, and how important is that to contributing to winning a game like this?
Well, you see it. So, you know, not really getting too high of a head and not really, you know, just standing within us and really just playing off each other. And really just, I mean, I just felt like we've been connected throughout the season. So I like our best.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kim Reynolds.
Hey, Marcus. Coach Hop's technical in the first half, did that have any impact on you guys?
Nah, I mean, you see, Coach Hop is he liked his emotions. You know, we love it. So when stuff like that happens, we just got to come back together and really just play for him, even if you get in text and all that. So I mean, it didn't really slow us down; it just made us go even harder.
Towards the end of the game, Quade missed a front end of a 1-1. Next possession down the floor, you got fouled and you're heading to the line. Are you looking up the scoreboard, the time or scenarios running through your head, or are you just getting up there and shooting?
Well, of course, you always looking at the time and the, whatever's going on, because I play off the feel of it. But, you know, I just breathe. I took a deep breath, just took my time and made my free throw. So it was just pooping. So
one more quick one. What's that locker room like right now?
No, it was turned up. We was in there yelling and we was just happy for each other. That's all it was. Yeah. Sign of relief of getting that win was perfect. So,
all right, thanks, guys. We'll be back shortly with Coach Hopkins.
Thanks.
Okay, guys, we've got Coach Hopkins here. We'll get started. Please raise your hand if you have a question. Chris Fetters, we can get started with you.
Hey, Hop, thanks for doing this. First of all, I guess just overall thoughts on getting over the hump, finding the win, and what you think it means for the program going forward.
Well, just really proud of our guys. Obviously, it's been a tough road. We've played a tough schedule. A lot of it's been on the road. And, you know, we just, in a couple of our close games, we just couldn't get over the hump. And felt like at UCLA, we made some strides. We put a wrinkle on our defense. And so to see our team come out there and really persevere and be resilient and stay poised and come out against a really good Colorado team, I'm just really proud of them. We talk about becoming a team, and guys cheered for each other. Guys shared the ball. You see our balance offensively. I call the play for Quad A, and he's like, no, we need to go to Jamal. We need to go to Marcus. it's just, it's for them to get over the hump, and you know, every team just needs a spark, and hopefully that little match today for us.
I know sometimes coaches try to light a fire via technical, whatever. What was your perspective on your outburst?
Well, I don't want to do that. I want to set a better example for our guys, but I want them to know that I'm out there fighting for them and with them as well. And you know, our team is, you know, got to make toughness plays down the stretch and be tough. You know, toughness is when things aren't going great and you still have to do the things that you have to do to win. And our guys did that tonight. We were tougher together. And, you know, I need to hold my composure, but, you know, just out there fighting with them.
Last one for me. Marcus said that maybe a part of the difference between the UCLA game and this game was, you know, coming back home and fighting for the home court advantage and not letting them come in and take away what you guys have at Alaska Airlines Arena. Even though the fans aren't there, is there still that idea that you've got to fight for your house?
This is the greatest thing possible. We got the greatest home court on the planet. We got the best fans. And not to be there with us, you know, we miss that, but we also want to represent that. And to know that they're in our thoughts and they're with us every time that we play. And I felt like even down the stretch, you saw our bench, you know, everybody contributed tonight to the win. They were up, they were standing, they were screaming our defense, our matchups, how we're supposed to defend. And, you know, the dog pack was in spirit. So being home, being able to protect it, being able to just play better and being able to get over the hump, it's great to do it at home for sure.
Thanks, Hop.
You're welcome.
Percy, go ahead, Percy.
Hey, Mike, thanks for doing this.
You're welcome, Percy.
Hey, I'm wondering if you could talk about Marcus Chahonas and what he gave you guys today.
Well, he has the ability to score, obviously. He's very poised. He's got a lot of experience. He's had a, you know, up and down with me throughout the year. And he is just an incredible player that listens, coachable, wants to be better and do everything he can to help the team. And he had an unbelievable night tonight. He was in control of the game. He was able to get to the paint. And when he got an open shot, he knocked it down.
And then, it was just yesterday that
one of his most efficient games ever, Percy, ever.
Hey, it was just yesterday that we talked about what does it take to win these close games. You talked about playing good defense, not fouling, making your foul shots. This was another close game. Just the things that you guys did in the final minutes that allowed you to win this game or what?
Well, you know what? Listen, we want to take away the three, and they were 1 for 18, and they only got a couple really good looks that they missed. Most of it was our new coverages. We got out rebounded by 15 last time. Tonight we were -4. That was a big part of it. And again, they hurt us some on the glass. They got 19 second chance points, but when we are scoring, we just need to get a couple of those. And those guys just started becoming tougher when the game was on the line rather than becoming weaker. And that was on both ends of the court, Percy. We executed, we showed poise, guys made shots, we were confident, but most importantly, we were tougher together.
Awesome, Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Percy.
Tim Booth, go ahead, Tim Booth.
Mike, you talked about some tweaks to your defense. How would you describe sort of what those changes are and what you're trying to take away by seeming to play a little bit higher on the wings?
Well, I'm not going to tell you exactly what we're doing, even though I love you, Tim. That's my wink, wink. We'll have it over a cup of coffee. But we just felt like the way teams were hurting us and us having to go small, thinking that can help us, that we just felt like there was a few tweaks based on our scan report that can change game to game. That we can use, that we feel defends the three-point line better, as well as we're in better rebounding position. And both of those, I'm going to have to look at the tape, but both of those were advantageous for us tonight, where in the first meeting they weren't.
Got it. Thank you.
Lauren, go ahead, Lauren.
Hi, Mike. You talked about the chemistry and starting to see it. What did you see from the sideline tonight, just how engaged those guys were, and how much does that help in that department?
Chemistry is huge. And, you know, playing the right way is huge. And when we have certain lineups, we've simplified things. And I think that's really, really helped us. But that chemistry, we've got good players. We told those guys, you know, what you did tonight, it's been there the whole time. You guys are really good players. And through all the resiliency in the games before, I think it's really going to carry over to us moving forward. We're playing loose. We're playing confident. We're playing together. And that's why you shoot 12 for 25. And you execute. That's a big thing, too. And so chemistry is why you shoot. Organizations, why you shoot like that, and then belief in each other is why you shoot like that.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you feel like the improvement over these last two games is some of it is just guys getting into a rhythm with each other?
You know what? Yeah, it's a little bit of that. It's also a lot of belief. You know, Jamal Bay, I thought, had a great game tonight. He's been playing really good offensively. Eric Stevenson has obviously had some games in a row. Seeing Marcus has been spotty, but tonight he was unbelievable. Quad A only took 9 shots, and we were able to beat a team of the quality of Colorado is a great sign. Hamir and Nate gave us great defense. Cole came in, Riley. And then we've got a couple other guys that, you know, we wouldn't have been in the Oregon game if it wasn't for a Raekwon battle. So we've got some guys. We're getting better. We're getting confident. We're getting better chemistry. And, you know, hopefully we can carry this over to Utah.
Thanks, Mike.
Andy Yamashita, go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Hop, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Andy.
Last time you played these guys in Vegas, it was a 22-point game at halftime. What changed from that team to this team now?
Time in between, adjustments that we can make offensively, defensively, simplicity that we can make offensively. You know, a lot of it, we always talk to our guys, and obviously there's a few adjustments that we make, but it's really them believing in it and then them being tougher. And then I think on a big thing is just fighting. I felt like in our first game, I felt like Colorado hit us first. They kind of did when they went up 6-0 tonight, but we were able to weather the storm and we were able to score. And I think tonight, you know, we scored, what did we score down there? What, in the 50s, 62, something like that tonight? 84, 12 for 25 from the 3-point line. And, you know, we were getting open shots down there. We just couldn't knock them down. We got too far behind. But they hit us first. I felt like I had told somebody the other day, I said, when we played them the first time, they came out with baseball bats and we came out with napkins. And tonight, you know, we were able to match their toughness and fight right from the beginning.
Absolutely. And, you know, it seems like this win has kind of been the result of a progression. You guys have been making progress and taking steps. And what has it been like to watch these guys, you know, compete and work and now get this payoff?
I'm just really proud of them. It's been them. It's been their mindset. It's been how they've handled everything. It's them staying positive during such a tough time in our country, not just basketball or school. It's a different world, and so just proud of them, wanted it for them so badly. You know, people forget, but this was our 12th game. Is it a 12th game or 13th game? Like in a normal season, we'd have a preseason, we'd have 2 exhibition games, and then right now we'd be about to start league play. And with such a new team, you know, playing the caliber of teams that we play, we lost a little bit of confidence. We had to rebuild it. And I just got to give these guys a lot of credit. They've worked. They've done it. It's their team. And they're getting better.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Dan Rayleigh.
Mike, Sahonis has had a real unusual season. He's had some huge games, and then he hasn't played at all. Has he just really hit his stride right now, or is it possibly got overlooked a little bit early on?
Now, we knew what Marcus could come back and do. And I think the biggest thing is we added a couple of new players that we were trying to figure out with chemistry and how it could work. And that's what you usually get a couple exhibition games and those types of things early. You know, we didn't start off on the best foot as a team, and we were trying a lot of things. I feel like we've settled into a rotation. We've settled into, you know, how we got to win. And I think the more that we've done that, the more comfortable these guys will be, more chemistry will be built. And, you know, roles have been defined, and we're executing better on both ends of the court. We're tougher on both ends of the court, and we're more together. We're not where we need to be in those areas, but it's always a work in progress, but getting better for sure. And he's been a big part of that.
Tim Grinnell.
Hey, Coach, you know, you're constantly preaching the toughness. How important is it that that toughness out on the court comes from the guy who's been given it all year in Quad A Green?
He's just, you know what, Kim, I think at the beginning, you know, he puts so much on him. And he's really grown as a leader. He's grown as a guy that's trying to get other guys involved and trusting his teammates. That trust has created a better, stronger bond with his teammates. Tonight he only took 9 shots, probably the least amount of shots he's taken all year. I had said earlier, and that's, you know, good or bad. I mean, sometimes we need him to score, obviously, but he was more poised. He was more of a leader. I'd called 2 plays for him, and he said, Coach, Jamal Bey, we need him. And that's when you know you're starting to become what? You know, you're starting to become one. And just really proud of him. He's persevered. He's listened to the coaching staff. Our coaching staff has done a great job preparing these guys. You know, next play.
Just one more. I know you're always preaching guarding the 3-point line, but when you look down on that stat sheet and you see 1 of 18, what's going through your head?
I'm going, you know, I'm going to go back and look at tape, but there was only a few breakdowns where they got wide open looks before they were making too many. We weren't taking it away. And I thought that we did a really good job of that. And then we finished with rebounding. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was better. And we were small for a long period of time with our foul trouble. But that 1 for 18 makes you feel happy, especially if you're forcing them to miss. If they're just missing, it can be lucky. If you're forcing them to miss, that's another different. That's when you know you're pretty darn good. And I felt like that was more of the norm for us tonight of what Husky basketball is.
Lastly, we're going to go to Moz.
Yeah. Hey, Hop, how you doing?
Moz, how are you, buddy?
Hey, not too bad. Hey, with the roles defined now, how much do you think that's contributing to the players not having to think as much and then just executing, whether that's on offense or
you know what, to be honest with you, Moz, I think, you know, the staff had given me some great suggestions as we moved forward in it. We're really hammering me to make sure that we got into a rotation. I had bounced around a little bit, tried to make it a little bit competitive, but there's no question when you know you're going to play and you can play through some mistakes and you're going to go back in and you're going to do it. There's a lot of truth and value to that. And, you know, we just, you know, just got to believe in these guys, and they've worked really hard. They've been doing shooting every day, getting extra hour of shots daily for the last 2.5 weeks. We've seen it in our numbers, and it's them working. It's them believing. It's them trusting. And, that rotation and knowing you can make a mistake and come out lets them be more free, lets them be more comfortable, and lets them be more confident for sure.
Given everything that happened today, how good do you feel about getting a win to cap the whole day off today?
You know what, Moz, even at the end, we missed a foul shot. We're not supposed to foul when it's a 6-point game with 34 seconds left, 3 possessions compared to 2, but we did. And getting a jump ball. I mean, there was so many different curveballs at the end. But to persevere and to be able to fight through it is all about toughness and togetherness. And I'm so happy for the guys. You know, listen, this year has been tough in all areas of life for these kids. And just to see them celebrate. And the greatest moment was at the end when they were celebrating, they just said, listen, you know, this is, we don't go backwards, we go forward. And to hear that from our team was just, when it's not the coaches saying it, it's the players saying it, is when you know, puts a big smile on your face.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.